For Star, this is Julie Kanya having a chat with the media director of the 60-hour film Blitz, Armina Dinescu.
Hi, Julie. I'm happy to have you here.
So, how does it feel now that it's all over?
It feels exhausting. I'm ready to sleep forever. But I'm also... it was a good experience. I just wish we had fewer technical issues. And I'm really sorry for all the participants who worked a lot, who put a lot of effort and energy into their projects but didn't get to be screened properly.
Any important lessons to be learned for next year?
Go with the flow and be as enthusiastic as possible. People really want, people are very excited to be a part of this, and as long as everyone is happy, that's the whole purpose of it.
What's your stance on the winning movies?
The winning movies. Well, my favorite, I'm really happy Thunder won, although that was kind of obvious. That was a clear winner. It was a great piece. I was also really impressed with all the others. Lords of Poshtown, that was pretty impressive. But at the end of the day, it's not really about four winners. It's about, like, everyone who submitted the work is basically a winner because they managed to make a film in 60 hours. Who can do that, huh? That was great.
We are going to have a chat with Maya Kalfry, the winner of the blockbuster category. Her movie Thunder was acclaimed both by judges and by the audience. So, hello, Maya.
Hi.
Okay, how does it feel to be the crowned winner?
I'm really thankful, and just so thankful to our actors, Phil de Wintershaw and Joel Glassman. They've put in so much effort, and we woke up at 4:30 or something ridiculous in the morning to shoot, and I'm just really thankful that it's all sort of worth it.
Any plans for the future?
The near future, definitely go to Tesco's to buy some food, but I'm definitely going to continue directing. I've got some projects lined up, so hopefully that all goes well, absolutely. But my feature film, Ebony Road, is screening at the on the Rocks Festival here. I think at the Baron, but I'm not too sure. So, yeah, lots going on at the moment, but that's good.
Okay, thank you very much, Maya.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Here we have Sarah Lohman and Suki Goodfellow, who have won the special award from the judges. So, hello.
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 So, how does it feel to be critically acclaimed?
Yeah, it was nice to get a mention from the judges after all the hard work, which it was quite hard work. It was my first film, so it was definitely a challenge to myself.
So what do you think made the movie stand out?
I'm glad to see that no one else did a lesbian musical. I was quite worried that they would all be lesbian musicals this year, and that might made it not stand out quite so much.
I think it was very quirky. I think Suki has a very quirky style, and that really came through. And also the fact that it was a musical, even though that terrified me.
I also shamelessly played into some of the tropes, mentioned the tropes of St. Andrews that all the students would appreciate by featuring Hamish. Although Hamish, unfortunately, couldn't be there on film himself. It had to be a picture of Hamish. But I think Hamish was there in spirit, and he would fully support his presence on the film, which I have to admit, I didn't get his signature on the actor's form. But if he sues me, well, I will just have to mention this special mention from the judges and show him that he was in something very special indeed.
For Star, this is Julie Kanya here with Josh, CEO of the 60-hour Film Blitz. So, Josh, tell us, how did it feel being part of the festival this year?
It was an incredible opportunity. I've thoroughly enjoyed my time. We worked very hard to make this event bigger and better than last year. That was our main goal. The filmmakers were incredible. A real pleasure to work with. It was great to see first-time filmmakers really enthusiastic and really drawing on this creative side of them. It was a real pleasure to be a part of.
What's your stance on the winning features?
I thought the judges, it was a tough choice in some categories, I thought. I thought the director was a very funny piece, the filmmakers were fantastic as well. I thought that the tie was a good decision, and then in the blockbuster category, that was a really, really fantastic piece. I managed to grab a few words with the director afterwards, and she's delighted. Really phenomenal piece, and I hope we get to see more of her in St. Andrews, because she really is brilliant.
Any plans for the near or for the distant future?
Yes, I graduate the end of this year, and I hope to go to film school. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make a film due to conflicting interests, but I'd love to go to film school, and it's been great to see some of the filmmakers here, and I'd love to try and do the same.
Okay, Josh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.